We're back after a brief technical difficulty. I think at this point, usually as part of the most recently, at least as part of the head of school report, Dr. MacBerry or Mr. Keene have also give additional updates. You were dealing with some stuff externally, so I just wanted to see if there was any updates you needed to give before we actually moved into executive session, because I know you've been sitting here. You came late. We were already past that point, so I just want to make sure before we go.
Yeah, I apologize. I rode the ambulance down to PV, but in regards to athletics, we're kind of wrapping up. Everybody's
okay.
Good.
She is.
Everybody's good. We had a student that she needed an escort. Her parents met us there, so she's good to go now. Dad brought me back, so we're good. In regards to athletics, we are finishing up our regular seasons and entering postseason. We've had a lot of success at the high school and middle school level. I think the biggest success is the number of students that participated. This Saturday, we'll be hosting a girls lacrosse game that is a quarterfinal in the state tournament at 12 noon. We will most likely be hosting a soccer state tournament game as well. We will get that official time and date tomorrow. Soccer last night won in overtime against Del Mar, 1-0. First ever Southern Division title. They will play at Polytech tomorrow at 4 p.m. for the Henlopen Conference title. So,
who do they play?
Polytech.
Oh, at Poly. I'm sorry.
So that's not a lot of time. They do it at a neutral site, but where the conference is going is that one year, the sports that are split into North and South, the North Division champs will host, and then the following year, the Southern Division champs will host, which I think makes a lot of sense in regards to that. So we would play Polytech for the Henlopen Ground tomorrow. Ultimately, a lot of teams had a lot of success, but those are the two teams that we are certain are continuing into the state postseason.
Girls lacrosse and girls soccer.
And if you have not seen our
girls lacrosse and girls soccer.
The girls soccer team,
they're fun.
Yeah,
it's fun to watch them.
It was a good game.
In regards to wins and losses, yeah. Girls are maybe a year or two out in front of our male programs for various reasons. But our goal this year with some of those male programs, winning looked a little bit different, maybe not in the win-loss column, but did you leave practice at the end of the day knowing that you had an opportunity to get better? And I think that a lot of our male programs had that opportunity this year. So we're on the right track. But yeah, the girls, it is girl power around here in the spring.
Any other updates? Are we good?
No, good to go.
So, how
about Sussex Academy Foundation update?
Well, we're very inactive. We're just hanging on to our dollars and cents. We have $1.7 million in the bank. So when this board decides it's important to do something like the roof in the gym at a big number of $200,000. That's why we're here. We're basically here for building new things, whether it's a new school, a county school. That was something that was critically important, and we were able to fund it to make sure that we own that land and everything else, and the school particularly. We don't usually use the school, the foundation's money for upkeep. I think I'll speak for the board, which I can tell you I will present to the foundation board. If you all come to me or to anybody else in the foundation and say, we would like you to consider a gift for fixing the roof permanently, not just patching it, but fixing it so it's over with for 5 or 10 years, we'd be happy to consider it. And that's particularly now where we have deficits. We're trying to make sure that we're being good stewards of the funds that we get from the state and the districts. We have this foundation that I think can be helpful. It'd be nice if it's bigger, but it's not. But if we have a major issue, something we were going to do to the elementary school, that we're going to expand it, that's when we go out and raise money. when you have something like that. You can't raise money to fix a roof. We better have the money in the kitty, and we do. So we're here to help with the financial issues that come up if we can. That's my report.
A good one.
Thank you. Very much so.
So you all, as I can be here or I can't, doesn't matter, make a decision and have from the board a request to the foundation. I don't want it to be as informal as it has been in the past. But we have to formalize this.
We tried to formalize it more recently. That's what we were trying to do. We wanted it to come through a process where you were involved in as a board emeritus so that you could be part of the board discussion here, but also be part of the foundation board discussion that got to you. So that I know you're typically always there as the chairman of that committee, but you're usually your representatives change or come on and off the board. But if you're here and then they're there, that is part of what.
You mean like something, a written, it should mm-hmm. be submitted as a written request with a budget and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the intent of that whole process. Yeah.
So. And not only the budget, but have we gotten two or three general contractors, and mm-hmm. here's the bid that we think is inclusive of everything we want, mm-hmm. and here's the price.
Mm-hmm. So one of my questions before we adjourn for executive session is based off of how today went with online, and sometimes we've had an online meeting, sometimes we have not. I believe that the best type of meeting we can have is a face-to-face meeting as decision makers. I feel like we need to come together and we need to do this, but there are circumstances where things happen, where we either have a business trip, a sick child, you know, I can list a whole, would it be the board's request and or decision to implement a standard Zoom link like we've done somewhat in the past, but have it so that it was always known, here's the link, here's the password, here's who's going to monitor that, so that in the future, we always know that if I can't get there, I can also click on this link on my cell phone going down 995 if I have to, and I can still join. And I'm only asking y'all that, what would be your preference? It's entirely up to y'all. I don't care, because at least in my role and my brief time that I've got left and in this role, I just want to make it best for the board so that it's easy for them to join when things come up. And I'm just asking y'all that because with public meeting laws, it is my understanding that as long as we have an anchor location, that we are still allowed, even after COVID, to have these public meetings that have a Zoom in option, but you still have to have an anchor location. So I'm asking y'all to at least discuss that, you know, say yay or nay or what you'd like to do, because I just wanted to ask y'all that so that we can kind of make sure.
I think if the preference is in person, but I think it is nice to have that option to call in for a Zoom. But I think as long as we're all on the same page that we will make all attempts to be here in person, and Zoom as just under certain circumstances, then I think that would be.
I agree. I think it makes it too easy to not come here because then it's, you know, got to drive 2 hours, an hour, and there's buses in the road. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a bitch to get from Lewis here to here because of those damn buses.
Yeah. But if you're stuck somewhere,
pay for it.
This is an important job.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's an important job, and we all need to treat it as such. So I feel like the only reason you shouldn't be here is if you absolutely can't get here. It's not a matter of convenience.
Right.
It's a matter of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm agreeing, but I do know things come up and it helps with quorum and other things that we may need. Without it tonight, we couldn't have a meeting. So
I also think we should the secretary should keep a track of people who are here and people who are not. And people who are not here for 3 or 4 times, the president needs to say, it sounds like you're losing interest in this. Why don't you get the hell out of the way?
Mm-hmm.
I think, Andrea takes attendance every meeting and notes like who is here via Zoom and who is here.
I agree, but I think we need to put something behind that.
Parameters behind it, yeah.
We haven't ever, as long as I can remember, we've never kicked someone off for not coming to meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that that was the right decision, because I do think.
I did for Sussex Academy Foundation and the Sussex Sports Center Foundation. It's such an easy phone call to make because they know they're guilty of not coming to parties.
Yeah.
Or to the meetings.
All right. So is there any, so I think we're saying, yes, it should be in there as an option, but it's a crisis option, not a convenience option. I like how you stated that. So.
Or if you're coming from another county and you're on your way and there's an accident or traffic, you can still be able to get on as you're coming here. I think that's reasonable too.
Did that because of the
two more. See? Yes.
All right. So.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate that discussion, feedback, and clarification. All right. So what we're going to do is if someone will call for a dismissal, we'll dismiss. But I would like to make for the record that we will not be returning from executive session. Though I don't think there'll be a voting item in there or anything that we have to worry about. So we will go into executive session and not come back out. So with that said, could we call for a vote or
motion to
adjourn
public
portion of the meeting.
Second.
And then all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Any abstain? All right. Bye, thank you very much.
Bye, Connie.
So we need to stop recording.
Janet Owens. Do you know?